The Justice Department cannot categorically keep sealed its criminal investigation files on Congressman Don Young. That, according to a federal judge in Washington, D.C., an anti-corruption watch group is fighting for access to records about an investigation into Alaska's Republican House member. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
U.S. District Court Judge Gladys Kessler ruled Tuesday that the Justice Department was in the wrong when it refused to turn over any of its files on Congressman Young. The group CREW, or Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, wanted them made public. Tuesday's decision does not mean the documents and information on Young will definitely be released. Instead, the Justice Department must create an index of all its material about the congressman within 60 days. Then CREW will make a case for making them public. CREW had filed a Freedom of Information Act request a year ago for documents related to a federal investigation of Young. It centered around a $10 million earmark he inserted into a highway bill after it had already passed Congress. The Coconut Road earmark benefited one of Young's campaign donors in Florida. CREW's executive director, Melanie Sloan, says the records should be revealed.
We've been concerned that so many public corruption investigations seem to fall by the wayside, and none seemed really more serious than Don Young's efforts on behalf of the Florida developer to put the earmark for the Coconut Road interchange into a previously enrolled bill.
In 2008, the U.S. Senate voted to ask the Justice Department to investigate the matter. Young admitted to being responsible for the earmark, but said there was nothing wrong with his actions and that the local Florida community had asked for the Coconut Road project. It turns out Floridians were divided on whether that was a good use of federal highway dollars. No charges were ever brought against Young, and the Justice Department argued the files should be kept under wraps for his privacy. However, Judge Kessler disagreed. She wrote in her decision that balancing the congressman's privacy against the public interest tips strongly in favor of public interest. CREW's Melanie Sloan says she doesn't see a reason to keep the documents out of the public eye.
The Justice Department argued that Mr. Young had a privacy interest against any of these documents being released, even though Mr. Young had publicly acknowledged, both in a press release and in the congressional record, that he was, in fact, under investigation, and the Senate had asked for this investigation in open session.
Congressman Young's office would not comment on the case. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.